I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Psalms chapter 59 verse 16.
This nearness to God, into which his very elect will be gathered, will be the source of their protection. And the dangers to others will be in proportion to their distance to this great citadel of strength, this fortress, this refuge, or tower. Oh, that we could get this thought rightly settled in our minds. That our Lord is at the helm superintending all of earth's affairs at the present time in a much more practical sense than ever in the past. And have we not seen his graciousness towards the church in the 34 years of the harvest period that are already past? And can we doubt his continued supervision of the affairs of his betrothed to the grand consummation? He who hath begun the good work in us is able to complete it. Who led thee first will lead thee still, be calm and sink into his will. Reprint 43:79. The text again.
I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Psalms chapter 59 verse 16.